The things that went well was probably the vibe. The vibe was pretty good. No one was really mad at each other or seemed annoyed in any way, and it was a pretty chill vibe. Other things that went well, I guess talking to him, the interview went pretty well, except for the beginning of it. That was pretty dreadful due to the SD card not being correct. But other than that, it was perfectly fine. The questions were pretty good, in my opinion, because they were my questions. And talking to him seemed pretty good. He seemed to be in the zone. He seemed to like the questions that were asked to him, and he didn't seem bored out or anything along those lines. He was pretty engaged, unlike certain times in other interviews where that doesn't happen. And what else went well? Taking photos of Mr. Pigden whilst inside of the RNLI station. Reason why it went well was because we had a lot of area to photograph him with. Like the space that we had was very maneuverable, and we could walk around it and take close-ups of him, go up to him, go far away from him, get a full shot of him, those sorts of things. So we got so that went well. Things that didn't go well was probably sometimes when we were outside, Susu Diggle got in the way of the photos a bit, which was pretty dreadful, which was detrimental to some of the images that we could have gotten, but weren't allowed to get, or not allowed to get, but just didn't get, because Sue was always talking to him and was around the area. So that's why some parts of it didn't go well. Another part that didn't go well was because of the to do like the shoot when we were outside and whatnot. But another part that didn't go well was, as I've mentioned before in like the evaluation, was that the SD cards, the SD card shenanigans, we had like a slow SD card in the camera that could record at like a high quality, so we had to swap the cameras. Probably next time just put a faster SD card inside of that camera, so that way it can record at a higher quality and we can actually use that camera instead of having to use one that's worse. What I will do next time will probably be reverting all those things that I've just said, so making sure there's a correct SD card inside of the camera that I want to use to record. Make sure there's like a faster SD card inside. I'd probably ask Sue to be further away from him rather than having a conversation with him all the time. Probably be like, hey Sue, have a step back, let me just get some photos of him. What else would I do? Bring a light with me. Yeah, I'd bring a light with me, because when we went down into the lower end of the boat, there wasn't any light at all. I mean, I'm sure I could have asked him to turn on the lights, to be honest. Oh, I should have asked him. Surely they have lights, right? Oh, I should have said, can you turn on the lights? Oh, why didn't I say that? I should have said that. Yeah, I'll probably ask him to turn the lights. There's no way they didn't have lights in the below of the boat where it's pitch black. Ah, I should have asked him to turn the lights. Or I'll also just bring a flash with me, like an LED light to put on the camera, so that way when we do go into those dark areas, I could just take a photo of him without having to have all that noise that I've had in some of my other images in the dark, in the lower ends of the boat. What else? Nah, that's probably just about it that I would do differently. What I like about the end product is that the recording audio was actually good, and it's quite a pain to have good audio recording sometimes, especially with the clip mics, because they tend to be because they're wireless. Sometimes the interviewee, person being interviewed, can sometimes hit the mic, like the receiver for the mic that they have, and it can cause a lot of unwanted noise to happen when it's transmitting the audio. I also like just the images that came out. I think the images were good, in my opinion, because they're my images. I just like the way they look. I like the composure of them. I like how much they pop. Most of the images pop, because I added a bit of saturation to them, because they were massively dark, because it was a cloudy day. But yes, the images like pop, they're quite nice. And I think they just look good. I got a lot of him just like sitting there with his arms crossed, me below him, so that way it gives him a bit more authority in the image by him being at a higher position than the camera. By him being at a higher position than the camera, makes him a bit more, a bit more like, oh, look at him, he's a bit more higher authority, gives him level and status in an image, which he should be, because, you know, he's the RNLI guy, you know, he's the chief guy, he's the top guy. I think it compares pretty well to professional practice, because when I looked at the RNLI website, I saw a lot of images there that they just had from previous people that have been there to take photos of them on boats and whatnot, and I think my images could definitely, you know, rack up against whoever took their pictures, because I feel like mine could just be done in a professional setting, probably on their website if they wanted to or whatever. Tony could easily have it as his profile picture on Facebook if he wanted to, which is quite professional, or maybe LinkedIn. So yeah, it's pretty good pictures, I would say, compared to professional pictures that have been taken. Also, when I look in magazines and whatnot, pictures of individuals like this, when they're doing like their work and whatnot, or trying to tell a story, I think it does that quite well by always getting the RNLI badge in, showing that he's a part of that and that he's not just wearing an outfit that's got nothing, that's not no branding on it, as well as the close-ups that I got to help display the story and show the equipment that they use. So yeah, I'd say it's pretty good. A problem that I encountered was probably, well, besides the SD cards, I mean, no, the SD card is a part of that, isn't it? So the SD card thing that happened, probably make sure there's just a faster SD card. And I would probably, I don't really know. I mean, besides the Sue talking to him and the flashlight, that's probably it. Yeah, I guess that's probably it. And I would have him as well in the interview, just for what I would have done differently aspect. I would have just had him like sitting down instead of standing up. I'd have him sitting down. I think sitting down is a lot more relaxing than having to stand up the entire interview. But yeah, that's probably it. I don't think I brought two zoom lenses. I think we had like a prime. No, I would have brought the 35mm prime, because I don't think I brought that. Or I don't remember bringing that. So I guess I would have brought that, or I would have brought another zoom lens, because I believe we only had one, and there was two people on the trip, including myself. There was someone else called Holly. So yeah, I mean, I'd probably bring another zoom lens, so that way we can both have zoom lenses, instead of one of us having like a really long focal length and the other one having the ability to zoom in and out, because it's quite limiting when you're in a tight space. So yeah, I guess that'll probably be it.